big, yeah. We're gonna buy this town. We're gonna buy this town. And put it all in my shoe. Might even give a piece to you. This is what I'm gonna do. Think I'd do that?
Key Juno Award winners, and they are up now for a Western Canada Music Award, so congratulations to them. They are joined by Northern Cree on that song called Put Your Feathers On, and before that an acoustic version of Hear My Train A-Comin' by the legendary Jimi Hendrix. Wicked stuff, right? Now it's time for William Prince. William Prince opened up the FIFA celebrations in Toronto recently with an incredible performance and presentation, welcoming all people here to Turtle Island. Here is Further From the Country, from the album of the same name. It was nominated for a Juno this year, and he was on the Juno telecast, which is exciting stuff for William and for everyone who loves his music. Here he is on the jukebox.
Hear the sound. out as it rains and it pulls me away further from the country. Like I'm dead when you finally get to the city. Only stories in this town. There's no fortune to be found. Ain't no use in shaking hands. Let's just leave it as it stands. Just do what you came here. Hear the sound as it rains and it pulls me away further from the country. Knock 'em dead when you finally get to the city. Further from the country. There's a headlight. Stranger in my bed, same old ringing in my head. Just do what you came here to do, and I'll see you when I see you again. Hear the sound. Pulls me away
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
Hey friends, this is Donna Merrill, and you're listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Suburban is a diesel burning proof. Yeah, I tore out of your drive, your middle finger to the sky. But everywhere from here to Baton Rouge, you've been taking up space in my rear view, and I can't move on while your memory's riding shotgun singing every heartbreak song. Got your hair ties in the ashtray, your stick on my dash. You've been driving me insane with the left foot on the gas, taking up space in my rear view. You've been taking up space in my rear view. Damn, the urge to turn around's killing me slow. But I was bad for you and you were worse for me, that much I know. Your yellow sundress in the rain, no, it never seems to fade. And you feel so far away that every night and every day, you're taking up space in my rear view, and I can't move on while your memory's riding shotgun singing every heartbreak song. Got your hair ties in the ashtray, your lipstick on my dash. You've been driving me insane with the left foot on the gas, taking up space in my rear view. You've been taking up space in my rear view. It's a one way straight to hell, trying to forget the way you fell. Oh, yeah. Ooh. You've been taking up space in my rear view, and I can't move on while your memory's riding shotgun singing. Got your hair ties in the ashtray, your lipstick on my dash. You've been driving me insane with the left foot on the gas, taking up space in my rear view. You've been taking up space in my rear view.
Yippee-ki-yay, that is Kyle McKerney from Airdrie, Alberta, Canada, with Rear View. It just came out this spring and it is on the charts, the country music charts, as well as the IMC, the Indigenous Music Charts. Kyle McKerney is a great artist and was just recently in Toronto promoting his new record. My name is Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. I'm going to play something from way back in the day. I love this track from 1971. It's Roy Ayers and Pretty Brown Skin. Obviously, you know why I'm playing that. Well, it sounds great, and the message is amazing as well. Raised between two worlds, I know what that's like. Micah Edwards, half black, half white, and from California, relocated to Houston, and now is really weaving his identity into his music. He's going to be on the show with a song called Low, L-O-W. Chad is on the show as well, featuring Shante Khan, and the song is called Happiness. Once again, we find Shad on the long list for the Polaris Prize. I have no idea how many times he's been on it, maybe five or six. Congratulations to Shad. He's an incredible MC, and when you think about Canadian MCs, the best of the best of the best, he's got to be on the list. And now it's time for a song called Ain't I Good For You. It's a song from Nottingham, England, and it's by Yasmin Lacey, a very bold, cheeky little single that I hope you dig. Here it is on the Jukebox.
Everybody wants that first slice, the cherry that sits on top. seems like God gave you that first prize. Now I know you wouldn't miss that shot. Lucky you, I came your way. And if you're nice, I'll let you stay. Yeah. Ain't I good for you? I'm that sweet, that stuff, that taste that made your life better. Put you in neon lights, didn't I? Damn right. Lucky you, I came your way. And if you're nice, I'll let you stay. Yeah. Ain't I good for you? I'm that sweet, that soft, that taste that made your life better.
Gotta lead by example far as handling the fear. Over the years, though, do take a toll. Make you wanna skip taking the risks and take control. But I don't know, I find comfort in the obstacles. Only care to try it if it's something that's impossible. Like forgiveness, imagination, love. If the myth is old and the subject's inexhaustible. A lot to lose now, not a lot to prove. The point's not the top, the goal's to get to choose. It's who can stop, not who's been making moves. Who can deal with defeat, take off socks and shoes. I mean, who can be naked, see hatred, fall in love, though at least some pain, humiliation, face. Happiness. Every album I'm trying to die. The goal is ego death every time that I rhyme. Trying to kill the false self, any pride that's inside. Destroy the places my reputation's trying to hide. Burn the lies and disguises, burn the past and the mask. Cause life can only survive when they find their demise. When I'm eclipsed, but I still keep my eyes to the skies. When my ideas die, then my mind is alive. Every album I've been trying to die. I'm a nine suicides, what I'm trying to describe. Disappear the veneer, be clear about being down bad. Low key, that's the highest of highs. Kill the noise, music requires silence to thrive. Like the sun needs the dark to quietly rise. Like the spring needs the winter for the trees, for the leaves. So we breathe though we grieve, cause I'm trying to die like a seed. Yes.
This is music for the human race. from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yellow ribbons in your hair.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. You're hearing American crows defending their nest, protecting their young. Although the American crow may seem rather blasé about pillaging another bird's nest, like that of this house finch, it regards a threat to its own young as a punishable offense. Crows are territorial, very protective of their food sources, ferocious and fearless as parents. Young crows fledge, or leave the nest, when they're around 5 or 6 weeks old and nearly the same size as adults, but they still can't feed or protect themselves. Fortunately, their parents look out for them for months. In fact, immature crows don't mate until they're at least 2 years old. They often stay with the family all that time, learning from the parents, and even helping with next year's brood. To protect their young, adult crows dive bomb people, cats, and other birds or animals. They strike with their feet, whip with their wings, and peck if they get a chance. The best thing you can do when there are baby crows around is keep your distance. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
Breathe easier with a new Tech2Go item. Carbon dioxide monitors, now available at your local Surrey Library branches. These easy-to-use CO2 monitors help check indoor air quality and beep when carbon dioxide levels increase, letting you know when it's time to open a window or to step outside. The monitors can be used at home, in the office, in the classroom, or in the car. The monitor also shows the temperature, humidity, and air pressure of the space you are currently in. With a CO2 monitor, it's easier than ever to make quick, simple choices to bring in more fresh air at home or on the go. Try one now and see how good ventilation supports comfort and well-being.